You, but as soon as I've been into it, I'm like, damn it, I should have trusted
you were
her.
Having a moment. You're like, this soup is so good. Oh, that fountain's so beautiful. Well, still no boners.
No, that's back.
Oh, it's back.
Boners are back.
Congratulations.
Big boner this morning.
I'm bringing boners back.
Congratulations.
This just took one shot in one day. That's all
wow.
I did. I'm going to do another shot tonight.
Yeah. We priapism rust.
You're going to burn out early.
Now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Go.
Right to the top.
Okay, okay. Russ is right at the top. Thank you, right. High T. Thank
so
you.
Gross.
I want to give a big shout out to my testosterone doctor hooking me up like I'm Lou Alzado in the ninth.
Lou Alzado. Who remembers that guy?
Was that the football player? That was the football
player. He was. Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was Lyle.
Lyle.
I thought you mashed him because I thought that's what you were doing.
Madonna dad.
Madonna's dad.
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano.
Albano and Lyle Alzado.
They look nothing alike.
They
totally look alike. What could be the other guy's dad?
I don't know who either of these people are.
Well, Lyle Alzado, right?
Yeah, he was a beast.
Beast, and he was one of the first people to say that steroids gave him cancer, which is not true.
Yeah.
And he died, unfortunately, but he was a big football player. And Captain Lou Albano was in the Madonna Papa Don't Preach video, a really bad dad. His daughter was pregnant. He kicked her out.
No. Captain Lou, girls
Cindy
just want to have fun.
Cindy Lauper.
That's her dad.
And she wrestled, and she was in his corner at WrestleMania.
What was the video? No, there was a video.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And it was Captain Lou Albano. She puts him in an arm lock, you know. Girls
really?
Just want to. And he runs down the hallway.
I thought Madonna had a video and he
no,
was...
No, she had Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't
But
Preach.
That's a different song because that's her... Yeah, she's talking about her love for a Spanish dude.
Oh, man. She liked those Latinos early, papi.
Is that what that song's about?
Yeah.
I'll be
so
there.
I
original title was Papi Don't Preach.
Yeah, she wanted to keep
no
the baby.
Habla. Yo quiero tener el bebé. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh. Whatever it may be, and it is brought to you by Dustin's Barbecue. You know you hear that jingle, get stuck in your head. Dustin's wants you to know something. They want you to relax on Easter. You know you're all worried about cooking this and cooking that, and the family's coming over, and we got to get there, and we have one of those nephews, a little pain in the ass. We got to make sure that Dustin's doesn't want you to worry about that.
Do not worry.
Dustin's will do all of the cooking. And you can get it. It's going to be right down the street from your house. You pick it up, and you have a much better day. It's Dustin's for Easter's. Easter loves Dustin's. Dustin's is Easter. Thank you, Dustin's. Man, I love some Dustin's. We could eat some food right now.
Now, with them, it's the chicken.
The chicken.
Their chicken is, I mean, straight up.
Russ, similar to a wine sommelier, Russ is a barbecue
hangman.
Uh-huh. And you can really break down the different cuts of meat. Different ways, variation, savory, sweet, you know. I think your wife thinks she hit the gold mine with you, though, Russ, too, in many ways, but especially in the cooking department, right?
Oh, yeah, because I'll eat everything.
She's like, everything I give him, he loves.
I'm just combining things at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Kale. Food mashups.
She's like, what do we got? Sausage, we got beans. I could put cinnamon in this thing. He'd snort it.
You know, it's a very good point.
You're a happy customer there, Russ. I'm happy for you, man. I think you and Mary Ellen... really do make the perfect couple. I'm very happy for you. We're doing To The Top. And yesterday we did premiere To The Top, the first. I was talking to Russ about it during the break. It is just an extended version of the one that you hear here.
Here.
But it's also video, and we do it out of our studios. And my wife's...
nice in there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. We put a lot of work into it. We've been kind of working on it for months. It was not something... I really thought about until basically iHeart said, hey, this is something you should think about. And so I want to thank iHeart for really believing in it. And so check it out. Go to monsters.fm. You can hear the brand new To The Top podcast on there, as well as a video. You can see our brand new set. Very excited about it. Got a lot of fun things coming up, from big celebrity guests to regular guests to cool different conversation. I'm sure everybody here on this show will end up there one way or the other. And I want to give a shout out. This is the shout out because last night around 8, 7 o'clock, I'm on the phone with this guy and he made it happen. Shout out to Jeff Vetris, web guy. So my shout out to all the web guys out there, whether you work at a small company or a gigantic company like this, iHeart, which he's in charge of like a million markets. And just a really thorough guy with me at the end, you know, just getting everything up that needed to happen. So thanks, Jeff. You do a lot of hard work here. And so to all the web guys, I'll even lump in IT and web together.
Yeah.
Right? Because we got a lot of good IT people here. Do we not, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's beef between the IT and web guys, though.
Why? What's going on with that?
One guy thinks they're more important than the other.
Not this particular here. But...
Oh, no, it happens in here,
too. Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, one guy, you know, they actually went to college for their education. Another guy went to, you know, a, what do they call those?
Hard Knocks?
Yeah. No. Like, you know, those...
YouTube University?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me. So,
leave Ken alone.
That's how I got my philosophy degree. Ken's right now driving in some badass sports car. Love Ken.
He's helped me so many times.
So shout out to them. Yeah, you can check it out, realradio.fm, and it's going to be a lot of different places. Cannot wait to show you what we got in store. Now,
Danny Aiello.
Oh, yeah, he did Papa Don't Preach.
Ah, I knew I was.
It was driving me crazy. Look, Texas, thank you, because it was driving me crazy,
okay.
too. So I had to make sure I shared
thank
that with you.
Thank you, because I... That's the mind. Is that not the mind that for years I thought Captain Lou Albano was in the Papa Don't Preach video, and it was Danny Aiello,
Danny.
And Captain Lou was in the... That's the mind, man.
Captain Lou is really different.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
I don't know. I think Danny Aiello could play in the Captain Lou Albano biography. There's no doubt.
He had the rubber band in his beard. You need to start putting a rubber band in your beard.
Dude, that's it. I'm
going to have like a crazy spinny like Nordic braid thing going on, rubber band.
You could totally be the new Captain Lou.
I'm going to look up Captain Lou. I want to see what this dude looks like.
Check a little look at him. He's a very handsome man. Is he still alive? Is Captain Lou... rest in peace. Pour out some gravy for Captain Lou. Because you know he wasn't drinking anything.
His name was Captain Lou Albino?
Albino.
That's wrong.
Making fun of albino people, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. Take that out of your vernacular there.
I asked if his name was Captain Lou Albino. That's what it sounded like you were saying.
Look at that man. That was a professional wrestler in the 80s.
Oh, he does have rubber band beard.
Yeah.
Several.
You think I made it up?
I mean, it's wrestling.
You think I make stuff up?
Yes,
come
I
on,
do.
Man.
Hey, you're not even close to getting near even to the meat of it. So let's take a break.
We're near the top.
No, we're
stuck at the bottom is what we're doing.
Hey, man, when you get Captain Lou and Danny L.A. a little talk, we got to get to the bottom of the root cause.
Here's the beauty of it all. We have 5 hours to fill, so I don't give a flip. We'll come back with the second part up to the top when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Keep trying to win that $1,000. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning. We were at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we got them. We're about to go to the top.
Let's go back up towards the top. Yes, we chatted a lot about Captain Lou Albano. The new rubber band man is Ryan Holmes. If you go to Monsters YouTube right now, his pretty little mug is
staring. Make it tighter. You need it tighter.
Yeah, it needs a little bit tighter. I got some colored rubber bands. So I think Captain Lou went deep.
Yeah, Lou had it tighter.
Yeah. That's what stretched his face.
I have a rubber band. I'm trying to.
You're not the rubber band man, like T.I. says. You're not wilder than the Taliban.
Rubber band man.
That's tiny better.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Tiny rubber band.
Yeah, this is a good look.
Good look, Johnny Denmark.
Yeah.
All right, so there is, the Magic game is tonight.
Yeah, Orlando Magic is a playoff game. Of course, we won one game away, and now common sense would say we'll win this game.
God, I hope so, because I'm taking my daughter. Thank you to the Orlando Magic for hooking me up out of the blue with tickets, and I have no idea where my tickets are at. If I'm in nosebleed, it doesn't matter. I'm in
the building.
That's all I wanted to be. I'm taking my daughter, and I really hope that the Magic win. Now, I feel that my former sports jinxing self.
I think that's gone.
It's gone, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think that you've been a jinx in a long time.
I've watched full games, wins, losses. Angel, are you willing to give that up yet?
Nope.
I knew he would.
Damn it.
But I'm bringing this up for a reason.
But you are well on your way.
Thanks,
so
man.
So if you get a play, look, here's the thing. If you get a playoff victory
in front of my eyes.
While you're in attendance, then you're good.
Okay, because Angel, I'm willing to say this. I've been to several playoff games. I've been to the Magic Finals games. I've never, with my own eyes, seen a win of a playoff game.
Oh, no?
So I am very excited about tonight. Now, I was the former sports jinx. There is a legitimate sports jinx out there.
This guy's the worst.
And it's proven. It's tested.
Is it Drake?
It's Drake, Russ.
You don't even come close to this ball.
I'm not even sniffing what Drake's doing. And I personally love Drake. He's literally one of my favorite hip-hop artists. I love his albums. I love his music. I love his approach on a lot of stuff. But Drake,
nice guy.
Seems like a really nice, talented guy. But Drake, man, you got to stop putting on the jerseys. Toronto, last night, he put on the Maple Leafs jersey. And what happened to Toronto,
Angel? They lost.
They lost.
Well, who are we playing tonight?
The Toronto Raptors.
Oh, that's good.
But he's in Toronto. He's not here.
But he's probably rooting for Toronto.
What we need to happen to make this in full effect, we need documentation. He needs to post a picture of him rocking
the Toronto
Raptors jersey on his IG. If he does that, that's a guarantee.
Guaranteed.
You take it to Vegas, you're going to win money.
Yeah, that guy's going to resell his. He's going to take out 20% of that million-dollar win and bet that the Magic go. Yeah, because I would love if Drake was here in Orlando. Come on down, buddy.
There are teams that have the no Drake rule. There are teams. This is no joke. There are professional teams that have told their players, do not associate with them.
There's no Drake.
If we're in the playoffs, do not take pictures with him.
It's called the Kardashian rule.
Yeah. Do not be anywhere near him.
Yeah, stay away from Kardashians and Drakes. They are not going to help you out in the sports game. But Magic game tonight. Let's hope Drake's here wearing that Toronto Raptors. He is the world ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. So
you think he would come to Orlando?
He does. Well, he wasn't at any of the playoff games because I think he's touring still.
I think it's easy to decide to go to Orlando, though.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we are a vacation destination.
Like, I'd like to shake that man's hand. He seems like a really interesting guy. So that is Drake. But something happened in my life recently that I've never had to deal with in my entire life. Ever, 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 ever. But because of certain things, it has affected me to an extent where I had to go do a little bit more research. I had to go and surrender to some things. And if you go to Monsters YouTube right now, Real Radio Monsters, or go to monsters.fm, find that big YouTube logo there. And you see my pretty little mug on camera. You're seeing something different on me. What? What is that? I have glasses.
Nerd!
I'm officially a nerd. I've never had eye issues up until the last 2 years. Now, why have I had eye issues? Sure, when you get older, you get you lose some sight. And I would definitely think that has something to do with it. But unfortunately, I have Graves' disease. It is an autoimmune disease that has a litany of different things that it messes you with. And one of those is your eyes on many different levels. It really sucks. Some days, my eyes really, really hurt. Some days, I'm not going to go into that. The reason I bring it up is I had to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
And earlier last year, I went and they said I needed glasses. Now, it wasn't like, dude, you're blind. And I'm not blind. I have astigmatism. Does anybody else have astigmatism?
I do not. I'm close to one where the eye doctor will flip the thing back and forth like 15 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have it. I'm fighting them.
You're fighting astigmatism. Yeah. Don't fight astigmatism. Because I realized once I started seeing double vision late at night, that was a little scary.
Oh, yeah.
Especially driving. So I was like, let me go see the doctor. I found an awesome eye doctor. Like, you meet one of those doctors. I'll give him a shout out, Dr. Brantley. He that sits with you and talks with you and asks questions, and it's not like, all right, tapping the pen, like, okay, here we go. I need to get that. That is so comforting. And he's like, yeah, dude. He's like, he didn't say dude, but he's like, young guy too. And he did the whole.
I was gonna say because that sounds like his bro doctor.
Bro. Yeah, I don't want the bro doctor.
You do not want a Dr. Dude, bro.
No, I don't want Dr. Dude, bro. Yeah, I want a legitimate. And he sat with me. He's like, yeah. You probably should be wearing them. And I'm not fighting. I wasn't one of those guys like, I look too cool, whatever. But I have glasses on now. I think they don't look too bad.
No.
You know, but I'm still thinking that I'm wearing sunglasses. So, like, I feel like I'm walking and nobody's like, oh, God, people are going to say something. Oh, no, they're my regular glasses.
You got Oakley ones.
Yeah, I got Oakley's, yeah.
It takes about a week to get used to. And after a week, you'll be... You know.
Yeah, yesterday was doing a lot of stuff with To The Top editing and looking. And what I found was by the end of the night, man, my eyes were just hurting because of straining. And I was like, well, my eyes aren't that bad. And then you do the old test where you lift it up. And you're like, blurry.
Yeah.
And then you said, like, clear.
Yeah.
Like, my. And I said, do I have to wear it all the time? And the doctor, he said the funniest line. He goes, well, if you want to see better, you do.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I have glasses on now. And I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. I'm going to let this be. I can't wear them for a lot of camera stuff because I guess it reflects. But when did you start having eye issues, Russ?
It was some time ago, but for a long time I didn't wear them because and what's great is I've got four, so you can't. I'm not the top particular one, but there was an ex-wife that was like, "You look ugly in those glasses."
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so I never wanted to wear them because she said I looked ugly in them.
I don't blame you. I would have been the same. My wife was like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. But then I just started wearing it, and if I could go to Dr. Filatowski and have him fixed, I would, but I'm not a candidate for that.
I don't know if I'm a candidate, though.
Yeah, if I could, I would, because glasses are just like yesterday, I'm out in the yard working, and you start sweating, and you get sweat on your glasses, and it just sucks.
But you gotta get your workout glasses.
Workout glasses.
You got yard glasses, you got workout glasses, you got driving glasses.
Angel, do you have glasses?
No.
You have good vision. You have really
good. Great
vision. Hispanics have really good vision.
I can see through that wall.
Whoa. Ryan, you do have glasses.
I do. I've worn glasses since I was in like sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been a nerd for a long time, bro.
I know.
Well, you never wear them?
I have contacts.
Oh, yeah, contacts.
Contacts.
Yeah, my eye, because of the Graves' disease, my eyes are extremely sensitive. And I don't, I think I do the contacts, and if I did, I'd go straight purple. I'd be like one of those people that you see at Spencer's Gifts working. Yeah. Yeah, the person that sells you that old Nirvana shirt, and you look at like, her eyes purple?
How about the yellow ones with the, like the little spirally thing?
Oh, those are weird.
I want to do the Thriller one where Michael Jackson turned into that wolf thing, like those eyes, those cat eyes.
Oh, I would do deep blue if I could.
How about the white ones with the cross?
Yeah, man, rock and roll. Yeah. I'm willing to do all these things.
Wow, you guys really been thinking about this for a
long time.
No, if I can handle putting my finger in my eye, I would do the blue ones. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of want to be perceived.
Big fingers. It'd be hard to get.
Yeah, I have big fat fingers. Yeah, so it hurts when I pop my eye.
Man, it took me a while to get used to contacts.
Well, I bet. And that so I haven't done that yet. And I don't know about LASIK, so maybe that would help. But that's the motivational minute here, folks. I pushed this back. I ignored it. I was being too cool. I literally had a prescription for glasses. I literally went to a doctor that was like, you need to be doing this. And I was like, peace. I don't need it. And I went on, and guess what happened? It got worse.
It gets worse, yeah.
What I've realized in life is, when you have a problem, if you ignore it, it doesn't go away. It actually gets worse. And that's what happened. So when I went back, they were like, no, actually, it's gotten worse. So motivational minute is this. We are all dealing with something physically, mentally, that we ignore every day. We like to be distracted. I'll just watch Netflix. I don't need to do this. I'll just write this. I'll just go on a... Today, it's a Friday. It's Friday. It's Good Friday. And then for the good Lord, how about barreling down on those things that you probably need to get to? I should have done this a long time ago.
You know?
What is it, Russ?
We've been ignoring our hunger since 6 o'clock.
That's right.
What the hell are we doing here?
I know. Around 9:40.
Grumpy with high testosterone. We need to eat.
Not a good way to go through life, Russ.
No, it's not.
Hungry and high tea. But let's all do it together, man. Let's whether it's your diabetes, whether it's your...
Diabetes.
Whether it's your depression. You know, a lot of people walking around with depression, a coat of sadness over them, but they to the
that's
world.
That's a great band name,
Code of Sadness, bro.
Ooh, Code of Sadness.
I'm so depressed. I'm a code of sadness. Whether it's a leg injury, whatever it may be, maybe it's your finances. Whatever problem you have going on in your life, ignoring it, pushing it down the road, procrastinating on it will not make it better. It will make it worse. So how about just surrendering to it and saying, all right, I got this problem. That's what I did. I'm going to wear glasses. I'm going to get better. I'm gonna focus on trying to make this disease that I have better as best as I can. And you know what ended up happening? Instead of ignoring and pushing it off, I actually feel better. I actually, like, and sure, my eyes aren't all the way better. Sure, there's issues. But at least I have a foundation to understand, all right, this is what it is. Now let's move forward. I got to thank my wife. Thank God for wives.
Because she made you do it?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, mean, I'm just like most other dudes, man. I mean,
I got to say, I got when I'm with a doctor, I have to go to the cardiologist.
The White Wolf.
And I haven't. I'm like, I probably don't need to do that. And Mary Ellen's like, if you want to eat here, you will. She knows how to get me, right?
Yeah.
So I got to make that appointment today.
And you know what ends up happening? Buddy of mine got in a car accident, went to the doctor for the car accident. He goes, hey, by the way, your blood pressure's through the roof.
Yeah.
You end up finding out things, and we'll get specific on body, you know, that you thought were okay because your body is not like your new car.
My body's a wonderland.
Body is wonderland.
What are you doing?
It's a big.
Too much testosterone, Angel. Yeah, what's going on?
Your body's like Watermania now.
So get your stuff checked out. Rusty is Wonderland.
Oh, that's a great.
What's the name of Rusty's Wonderland? Code of Sadness, great group. Love that band. So we'll all do it together once again, man. Thank you for Dustin's for sponsoring To The Top. You guys have been great sponsors. Check them out this Easter. And definitely go to monsters.fm and check out the brand new To The Top podcast. Thank you, iHeart, and the YouTube. So much good stuff. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To The Top, never stop.
Guess what?